أربعة للبودكاست.
In days of yore, when nights were bold and stories of adventure yet untold, welcome there to a new episode of True Arabian Nights Podcast, production of أربعة. If you woke up today and wanted to go somewhere, all you need to do is open Google Map, type the name of your destination, and the distance and directions will appear to you. But 3,000 years ago, they did not have this option. Rather, they relied on their memory to remember directions to all places. But their memory was weak and it was quick to forget. So, they often got lost and didn't return to their families. And after years of waiting for their loved ones to show up, they realized that paper is stronger than their memory. So, they decided to write down their knowledge on a piece of paper that was called a map. The Egyptian of Greek descent astronomer called Calladius Ptolemy was the one who wrote it in 150 AD. Ptolemy knew about almost everything: astronomy, mathematics, astrology, music and history, and apparently geography. And for every subject he had interest in, he wrote a book about it. Like an entire book. But there was one problem. He did not have full knowledge about every country and the precise distance between each. Luckily, Ptolemy was an equator, so he went above and beyond to find the information he needed. He looked up every book in every language he could find, books that have been written by people that had knowledge and travelers, and he spent long hours in the marine talking to sailors and sailors about the countries they visited and the landforms they saw. This took him years of looking, listening and writing until it finally came together and made sense. What started as a few papers turned into a total of 8 books. 8 huge books that contained maps, locations, and descriptions of the world he lived in. And when he was done, the whole world was thrilled. Now that dealers could go to new countries and expand their businesses, and travelers could explore new cities and write about it, even those who weren't traveling or sailing were thrilled because they could understand this world more. You see, knowledge was like a precious treasure at that time, and few, very few people had it. But sadly, this thrill did not last long. After many years, people began to discover flaws in Ptolemy's maps. Dealers sailed with 5 ships that were fully loaded and headed to a country that they thought it had big population. And when they arrived, they discovered that it was smaller than what was shown in the map. So they had to return half of what they brought because there was no one to buy it. And when foreigners used to come to a country, and there was somebody asking about their hometown and so on, and one of them would say, "It's America," they would laugh at him and say, "You're such a liar. There's no such place called like that." And when they insisted, they would bring out that map and tell the foreigner, if it really exists, why it's not on the map. This continued until the year 1100 came around, and a man called Muhammad al-Idrisi was born in Sabta city in Morocco. He showed early signs of intelligence. He loved to read, and was always looking forward to learning new things. And when he moved with his family to Andalus, he continued his education at the university and studied mathematics, geography, history, calculation, engineering, astronomy, medicine, and politics. This was a lot of language, and of course he did not finish all that in 1 year or two. It took him almost 10 years to finish his studies, and by that time he was 16 years old. And right then, he decided that it was time to discover the world and other cultures as well. So he began traveling, or should I say touring. He went to Egypt, and then Hejaz in the east first. And then he went to France and England in the west. And after that, he visited Constantinople in the north. And while he was traveling the world, he got a message from King Roger II of Sicily, inviting him to come to the court of Sicily for important business. Al-Idrisi got surprised when he read that message. But he complied to the orders of the king and traveled to Sicily, of course. But on his way, he got into the thinking, what does the king need from me? Don't royals hate Muslims? And when he arrived, he found the very opposite. King Roger was kind and wise, and didn't discriminate against anyone, regardless of their race, wealth, or religion. He treated everyone with respect and really cared about his people. And after talking to some people, Al-Idrisi discovered that the king knew Arabic, among many languages, and that was because a couple of his tutors, as children, were Arab, so he picked up their language. When Al-Idrisi arrived in the hall of the castle, the king rose, took his hand, and led him across the carpeted marble to a place of honor beside the throne. Right then, the king told him, I wish to accurately know the details of my land and know the boundaries and roads both by land and sea, and what climate they were and what distinguished them, and I would also like to know more about the other lands and regions in all 7 climates. But why me? Al-Idrisi asked. You are a well-known man across all lands. Everyone has heard about your intelligence and huge knowledge. What do you say? Al-Idrisi didn't speak for a moment. Then he nodded, said yes, and began his journey. King Roger was thrilled and gave him all the support and resources he needed. Generous funding, team of people to help him, access to all books in Sicily. All he had to do is start. The way Al-Idrisi chose to start preparing the world map was not that much different from Ptolemy's method. He read books and interviewed travelers just like Ptolemy did, but he had one big advantage that made a huge difference in the final result. Which was that Al-Idrisi had in his possession nearly 3 centuries of Islamic knowledge in drawing maps, which was not available to Europeans at that time. So, Al-Idrisi began reading books one by one, contemplating the pages, collecting information, and conducting interviews with travelers from everywhere. Little by little, the map's features began to become clearer and clearer. And 15 years later, it was finally completed and presented to the world as the Silver Map. They did not name it like that to brag or anything. but because the map was actually printed on a piece of silver. And after the map was presented, people were in a complete shock. Illiteracy made a huge change to the world they knew before. The old maps contained three regions, Europe, Asia, and Africa. Now, there is a separate region called North Africa and another region called the Middle East. Also, the maps did not contain information about cities, rivers, and mountains, which they found them in much details in Illiteracy's map. And he did not stop there, but also presented a book with his map called Nuzhat al-Mushtaq fi ikhtiyar al-Afaq, which translates into the entertainment for those wanting to discover the world. It contained an accurate and comprehensive description of lands, people, historical events that took place in each city, and different arts and cultures presented in each city as well. The number of pages in that book was approximately 1,000. Right then, the big revelation of geography began. Scientists from all fields were inspired by the silver map and began digging in the history and geography themselves to discover more about the world and its changes. Illiteracy on the other map became very famous in Europe and the Islamic world as the greatest geographic in the world. And with that, my friend, we end this episode. I hope you enjoyed Illiteracy's stories, which was full of interesting information. Leave me your comments, your thoughts are valued. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, which was brought to you by your host Asma Amin and was written by Leman Mohamed and edited by Ahmed Maher. Stay tuned for the next captivating tale. And until then, don't forget to subscribe, like, and share the episode with your beloved ones. See you again!